Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell, Willie P. in for Carl. Hope you're enjoying yourself today on this Thursday. 2 hours from now, Mike Bell, we might be talking to somebody who you and your wife and or significant other might like.
Yeah, man, really excited about this one. There's a big movie coming out. I saw the trailer for it the other night. And we got one of our favorite guy actors and considered right now to be one of the best actors of his generation. No joke. I mean, I'm not overhyping this. It's big. Now, if you don't watch movies, you might not know who the guy is. I don't know what, you're living under a rock. But
don't know the name, you've seen the face.
But anyway, we're really excited about it. So coming up at 5, we'll give you more information. As we said, I'm trying to do what Carl would do, which is to tease it. Not that this needs to be, you're listening to the show, you're going to stick around because you love us and we love you. Thank you. But as far as the name, as far as movies that guys that we listen and gals who listen to our show, it's wheelhouse for us. That's why we're really excited to have him in studio around 5 o'clock.
Unlike yesterday, we know who this is. It's not like the Falcon interview yesterday where it was kept under lock and key
right. And
then was revealed to us at the last minute.
That'll be Desmond Trufant, by the way. If you missed it, we'll hear that conversation a little bit later this hour as well.
Almost as if you knew where I was going.
Right on, baby. Hey, like 3 days, we got some synergy. Will, I took him out last night. That's why my voice is shot, but he sounds pretty good.
I got that velvety, soft, smooth news, man.
That's one way to describe your voice, Will. Hey, it's time for an NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league. This is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Blitz time. So this is very interesting, Mike. I saw this morning. I thought, oh, my goodness. The NFL, according to a report from Daniel Kaplan, sports business reporter for The Athletic, has dropped a proposal for an 18-game season, is now focused on trying to expand the regular season to 17 games, according to ownership sources. Of course, this is something that is now particular concession for the league. They would also lessen the preseason by 1 or 2 games.
Yeah, I like this. I think it's a happy medium. I think some fans, and we did a poll, this is back when this got some traction in the spring, and amongst our listeners, Will, it was literally, and we had over like 1,500 people voted right down the middle, 50-50. 50% wanted more, 50% didn't want to see it messed with. The rules, the first thing that came up was, like, not the rule book, but the record books.
Right.
I don't think football records even come close to the sanctity of baseball.
And
no one gives a crap. I mean, like, Jim Brown ran a 14-game season, and now we run 16, and now that's going to be 17.
You wouldn't know that Tom Brady had the touchdown pass record or Peyton Manning or Dan Marino.
The yardage one was always big when Marino had that forever, when he passed Tarkington, and then obviously Peyton, then Brett Favre. That's one, I think, maybe that sticks out. But for the most part, guys, everybody wants more football. I hate, as a season ticket holder, to pay full freight for 2 home games.
Right.
If you see, and especially this year and around the NFL, Will, nobody was playing. Starting quarterbacks weren't playing, starting running backs weren't playing. It just was a real drag.
It was something that, I've always been taking care of. And I know this is different if you're a season ticket holder, like you said, because you have to pay that full price. And because of that, you are extra sensitive to it. That might not be something that the casual NFL fan cares about. But I think it's something that is the most unfair deal in all of sports. The fact that your preseason works in a way where you are basically sliding and biting off the hand that feeds you.
The owners want more money, obviously. And the revenue, the TV ratings, we talk about it. Even when they have some PR things, like some people with Kaepernick, you think it takes a hit. The NFL brand is stronger than ever. Even with the injuries and the interest in fantasy football, the viewership, again, this first 3 weeks, it's all the highest rated TV shows or NFL games. Sunday Night Football, the 4:30 game on Fox. So, people want it. I want it. What do you think? I mean, this seems like it'd be a happy medium.
I like it. My question is, will you add a second bye week?
I don't think they're going to do that. I wonder. I mean, it'd be curious. The Players Association. But this could be the carrot on a stick. This could be a negotiating, certainly a chip, when we get to this next CBA.
If you're not going to have a second bye, I want Thursday Night Football junked. I'm sorry. I cannot stand Thursday Night Football.
No, I mean, in the games, these divisional games, some of them are real stinkers. I do think what that happy medium to the extra bye week is, expand the roster to 60 guys, which you should anyway. You just basically incorporate the guys that are already on your practice squad.
Why can't they move every team's bye week till after they play on Thursday night? I mean, it's something that they do anyway when it comes to making sure that each team has a Thursday night game. Why can't they just do that?
Well, you've also got the London component. They always try to give teams a bye week after the London trip. So either way, we're going to get the 17-week season. This certainly sounds, I'm like a happy medium, as we've discussed, that some people are opposed to 18. I just don't want to pay full freight for crappy preseason football right. with an empty stadium and nobody of my none of my starters wearing shoulder pads.
Demora Smith, NFLPA Executive Director, your favorite, says, I don't see an 18-game schedule under any circumstances being in the best interest of our players. That's what he told ESPN.com in July. There's nothing yet from the PA on this alleged proposal. Meanwhile, Jalen Ramsey, as the world turns with him, the Jacksonville defensive back, first it was the flu,
right?
Then it was a sore back, and now it's a child. Jalen Ramsey leaving for a little paternity leave, leaving the team. He will not be present for Jacksonville's game this weekend, and you know it's obvious there is a falling out of favor between him and the organization. You don't need to necessarily be a brain surgeon to figure that one out. Mm-hmm. Now it's all of a sudden, okay, does he use the paternity leave as an opportunity to just kind of be away from the team the entire time?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where this is going to go. What's the trade? What's the deadline on the trades, Bo?
Usually around 5 or 6.
Right. So they got some leeway there, but I mean, he's made it quite obvious, you know, he doesn't want to be participating. So, I mean, I just think you hurt your brand a little bit. The talent is, I mean, you see the talent. I mean, he's got tremendous skills. But now in this new day and age with Antonio Brown's of the world and other pains in the butt like Odell Beckham, do you want the headache? I mean, you asked this earlier, especially when the ask is going to be first. No one's going to give up 2 first-round picks. Now, you'll definitely give up a first and a second for this guy, but the Eagles seem to be the ones, if they continue to struggle and give up points in the passing game, they seem to be the most logical landing spot for a trade.
And I also want to clarify, I'm not saying that him going to see the birth of his kid is not a bad thing. It just seems like a continued pattern for him where it's just, okay, well, you know, it's one thing.
I mean, it's very good for you as a dad, but, you know, it seems like it's kind of built in, as you said, for not to be with the Jaguars.
Meanwhile, we got a little wind of this yesterday, and finally it's official. Melvin Gordon of the Los Angeles Chargers ending his holdout immediately, as in he will be reporting to the team. He'll report today his holdout 64 days. So if you had that in the holdout pool, you are a winner. He is basically set to rejoin his teammates, but he also says that this year will be his last with the Los Angeles Chargers.
Now, the base salary, just over $4.6 million, in case you're wondering, what did it cost him? $1.2 million of fines, $989,000 in change worth of base salary for the first three games. He'll earn $4.6 million, as I said, for the rest of the season. So, much like Aaron Donald the first time he held out, it didn't really get you anything. Other than if they're going to finally do give him the new contract, and usually they'll waive that the money that's been incurred, that's that was levied on you for, you know, for the fines. But I'm not sure, because the Chargers are one of the cheapest organizations in the league, and they weren't going to balk.
Continuing on the NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell, Willie P. in for call. We were talking yesterday about the Cleveland Browns, and I wanted to play this just because we referenced it yesterday. We've been talking about the Cleveland Browns because it's always funny to look at a team that runs its mouth and doesn't succeed. Baker Mayfield and Rex Ryan having a little bit of a jab. Rex Ryan calling him overrated. Baker Mayfield says, you want to say something bad about me? I'm going to say something bad about you.
It's whatever. In the wise words of Freddie Kitchens, if you don't wear orange and brown, you don't matter. And Rex Ryan doesn't have any colors right now for a reason, so it's okay.
Harsh?
Now, I mean, look, Baker's going to come at you with that chip on his shoulder. You know that that was going to get a response, and it's pretty funny. You know, Rex is a great defensive coach. He took the Jets to AFC Championship. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he is, you know, that clown show. He is like why guys like Buddy Ryan are great at doing one thing, you know, that's running the defense, but they can't be head coaches. And Rex is good talking, you know, on TV and just being a talking head. That's his lot in life now.
Rex's problem is the problem with a lot of defensive-minded coaches. You have to take a considerable investment in the offense. And that's the part of reasoning why I don't like usually hiring philosophically defensive-minded coaches. And this is not necessarily a criticism of Dan Quinn, because I think Dan does a good job of this. But a lot of those guys think that they can just hire a guy who is almost a secondary head coach to run the offense and just be like, hey, take the reins. I don't want anything to do with the offense. Right. You have to be present.
Well, for those that aren't Dan Quinn fans, we had some, you know, fun. We were being a little tongue-in-cheek. But when I said on Monday how, to Carl, you got Shanahan, you kind of feel like an Auburn fan when Chizik was the coach. And Chizik was, you know, a nice guy and a good dude, but isn't really Gus the brains of the operation, the way you maybe feel about Shanahan in the 2016 season once Matt and him got on the same page. Either way, I hear what you're saying from a philosophical standpoint. Defense wins championships. Nowadays, though, it's a throwing league. Everybody wants, you know, to see the 35, 34 games and, you know, your quarterback pass for 5,000 yards.
The NFL Blitz with Dukes and Bell is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out, PriorityMen'sMedical.com. The entire Dukes and Bell staff, you, me, and Carl included, all have as many sacks as the Denver Broncos defense. John Elway explains why.
You know, I really believe that it's because of the fact that we've been playing from behind, and I think the offenses have done a nice job of not being very conservative and not giving us opportunities and making us, on the offensive side, you know, go 80 yards because they haven't turned the ball over. And so I think we're seeing conservative offenses because we're playing catch-up.
Doesn't John Elway just sound like me after a night in Vegas?
It sounds like you last night is what it is.
You know, John Elway is getting perilously close to sounding like Nick Nolte in 48 Hours. You know, like, all right, we're going to get Fangio in here. There's your damn dinner, convict.
It is a good thing, though.
Have a Zagnut.
It is a good thing, though, that age really has done better things to his face, because he used to look, when he played, he used to have that ugly fat face, and it's like more.
You know,
long
you tell
now.
That to John Elway, but anyway, I mean, yes, he's definitely grown into his features.
Yes,
but John is. We've had a chance to meet him he was at Jim Kelly's golf tournament years ago. This is out in Villa Rica, and just one of the nicest guys, and definitely a dude that'll throw a couple back with you. But he's been a hot mess since Peyton left.
Is there anybody on the face of the earth that you just don't name drop?
Well, just when you, I'm 20 years older than you, Sparky.
I'm messing with you.
Playing some golf tournaments, but anyway. As far as this team and present construction, Flacco's on his last legs. How do you know? I mean, I don't know what John's trying to spin there. You got Vaughn Miller and all these studs. Fangio's a defensive genius with the Bears, and now you're not getting any heat on the quarterback. You're not creating turnovers. And it's in one of those teams now. It's like the Redskins, just spinning their wheels.
This isn't good news for the Falcons. Drew Brees is trying to return before the 6-week timetable that has him out with the torn ligament in his right thumb. He elected to have Dr. Stephen Shin insert an internal brace during his September 18th surgery to help expedite the recovery. He called this to the folks at WWL on Wednesday, saying that the timetable is 6 weeks or so. He believes he can beat that.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Brees said he's talked to guys like Mike Trout, Chris Paul. Dudes have had the same kind of injury with the ligament. Obviously, it's a different motion throwing the football in Brees' case. But, look, this could be the last go-around for Drew, so he's itching to get back out there. People were saying that he's lost a little bit of his fastball the last couple of years. But I'm just curious how effective he'll be if he does have to rush back on this thumb injury.
6 weeks would put him back around where the Falcons' bye is, which basically means you would still see Drew Brees twice this season on the 10th of November and the 28th. Of course, that 28th game is a Thursday night game on NBC.
Yeah, we get them a little bit later this year, yeah.
It's weird. Everything in the division for Atlanta is stacked. I think the second year in a row this has happened, where it's all kind of there in that November-December part of the year.
Right.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I do like the idea, as opposed to Major League Baseball, where they got, we're playing Kansas City for no apparent reason other than the balance in the big leagues.
They do a good job of stacking a lot of divisional games in September too, as well as in April.
But I mean, this, you're going to settle it now. We're not sure. You know, is Cam Newton ever going to play quarterback again for the Panthers this season?
Right. That's something where that Liz Frank, and I heard the guys on the morning show talking about this with Will Carroll, the injury expert. It's never necessarily something that's an exact thing. Sometimes it's a sprain. Sometimes it's an actual break. They say with his, it's a sprain, and that's not as long as a break would have been. But you wonder about that Liz Frank. It's not necessarily something that's easy to heal.
Right. And, Kyle Allen comes in, as we said. Daniel Jones is they said, by the way, Daniel Jones jerseys are flying off the shelf. It's one of the hottest selling jerseys in New York, needless to say.
Of course.
And then now you got Kyle Allen. Everybody loves the backup when they step up. Same thing goes for Gardner Minshew down there in Jacksonville. But now, as teams make some adjustments and they come after these guys, see how that goes. But certainly Kyle Allen, just to see a quarterback for the Panthers delivering the football to receivers in stride, which is something that Cam Newton can do maybe one out of five times lately.
Would you ever do the Minshew mustache?
I did have a mustache in high school. I looked like Mark Gastineau's strange love child. I had the mullet and I had the mustache. I posted the picture from time to time. I looked like Tony Bag of Donuts with a mustache.
I wouldn't be able to pull off just the solo mustache. I do the full beard. That's about all I can pull off.
He's a Ukrainian, by the way, guys. He's got the big beard for the ladies out there. If you're into that sort of thing. Hey, man.
Hair is very thick.
It is Dukes and Bell with Will in for Carl inside the Kia studios. This hour of the program brought to you by Kia. Go to KiaDealers.com. We talked earlier about the Falcons, guys, and we will get the Falcons report coming up later, but we did hear that the refs were out there. It was funny, Matt Ryan's like, I didn't really pay attention to the refs, but trying to get these guys to clean it up, and a couple of guys hit us up on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, and they're saying, what is this about? Are we just not that good? Because, again, we can make the excuses, if you will, the mental mistakes, the basic stuff you're not getting down, and then at what point do you say, well, some of these guys just aren't that good?
You could get to that point, and again, a lot of it, It's a chicken and egg thing. Are these guys getting called on because they're not good, or are they getting calls because of reputation? And that's part of the reason why I didn't like bringing the refs in, because you're basically drawing more attention to an obvious problem that everybody sees, and the more you do that, you could create some issues. And that's the part of it I don't like.
Well, we're going to find out about Tennessee. I think, you know, this, we all look at this as kind of a winnable game.
Sure.
But again, if you're not getting pressure at any quarterback in the NFL, even Mariota, who a lot of people feel won't even get a second contract with the Titans, still let him sit back there and pat the football. He's going to burn you because we're in that zone, the same way we saw with Brissett.
Hey, Georgia high school football fans, tune in to 92.9 The Game this Friday for the Falcons Friday High School Game of the Week as we broadcast live the Therrell versus Frederick Douglass game at Lakewood Stadium. Falcons organization committed to investing in growing the game of football at every level. You mentioned the penalties. Another big concerning point for the Falcons is how that secondary will rebound with the loss of Keanu Neal. A member of that secondary joined us yesterday on the program. If you missed it, Desmond Trufant joins my man Mike Bell and me, Willie P. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.